Pakistan's prime minister tried to deflect some of the criticism that has rained on Pakistan since Osama bin Laden's death. Yousef Raza Gilani said that it was, quote, an intelligence failure of the whole world that failed to detect bin Laden's presence in Pakistan. That statement did nothing, though, to take the pressure off Pakistan. The al-Qaeda leader was found hiding in a town that has a major Pakistani army presence, and Pakistani analysts are among those asking if that speaks to Pakistani collusion with the master terrorist or just sheer incompetence. Reporter Madiha Tahir reports from Karachi.
Pakistan's president has been unequivocal. The government did not know where Osama bin Laden was hiding. The army, though, is keeping quiet about why al-Qaeda's chief was found in their midst. Pakistani analysts have been hotly discussing that revelation.
In a high-security area where he was living, I don't think there was any possibility that they didn't know he was there.
Dr. Aisha Siddiqa is a military analyst and a former army officer. She points out that Abbottabad is close to the line of control and that the army keeps tabs on everything that happens there.
Abbottabad, besides everything else, it's a garrison city and it's very close to the line of control. So if there was any kind of strange activity, it could have triggered any kind of a reaction and the natural suspicion would have been India.
Analyst Ijaz Haider doesn't believe the army knew. He says it's highly unlikely the army would shelter the leader of al-Qaeda and not demand that he stop al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists from actions inside Pakistan.
Those groups have been attacking the Pakistani security forces and also Pakistani civilians. It just does not make any sense that they would provide him that kind of sanctuary and then at the minimum not extract that kind of quid pro quo.
But veteran journalist and analyst Rahimullah Yousafzai says not only is that logic faulty, it proves nothing.
I don't think, in these circumstances when bin Laden or other people are trying to survive and running for their life, they're able to run al-Qaeda and keep in touch with their members and operatives.
Most Pakistanis side with this analysis. The common view here is that the Pakistani army and its intelligence agencies have long nurtured relationships with militant groups because they see them as a strategic asset. As for the question of whether the civilian government knew...
The civilian government definitely didn't know.
Siddiqa says the government is taking the fall for a crime it didn't commit.
The right-wing media is kind of presenting it as a failure of the civilian government, with no mention to the army chief or the ISI chief.
Regardless of this debate over who knew what, when, everyone agrees this episode has weakened the army's position in bargaining with the US. Again, analyst Ijaz Haider.
Post-OBL, Pakistan has lost much space vis-a-vis the United States in terms of pushing its own interests in the region. After this, the United States will have a lot of leverage to pressure Pakistan into accepting some of its basic demands.
But that doesn't mean the U.S. can drop its relationship with Pakistan. The American Congressional Senate Committee is now debating whether to cut over $1 billion worth of aid to Pakistan. Haider says that may fuel more resentment in the country.
The United States will also have to see the other states that it has in the region and for which it requires Pakistan. A U.S. policy of disengagement or a U.S. policy of trying to punish Pakistan, it will only increase the sense that the United States is a bully.
But Dr. Siddiqa says that while Pakistanis discuss American interventions, they have yet to hold the army accountable for allowing al-Qaeda's leader to live in Pakistan.
It's also a breach of Pakistan's sovereignty when the al-Qaeda chief is operating so close. But that is a question which is not being asked. That is where my worry is.
For the world, I'm Madiha Tahir.